Welcome to the Kurt Saxon Show, your countdown to the future. First, I want you to take down my phone number in case you want to call. The number is 501-437-2963. In case you didn't get it, here it is again. 501-437-2963. Sorry, but we can't accept collect calls. Tonight's topic is Survival is Looking After Number One. This is from 1976, Survivor One. Alarmists all around the country are promising disasters such as superinflation, famine, foreign invasion, the triumph of communism, fascism, nuclear war, etc. Unfortunately, they may all be right, even though their timing is wrong. You have only to compare this year's food prices over last year's, this year's rise in the crime rate over last year's, etc. These things affect you directly. The quality of life is going down, and the difficulty of maintaining a decent living standard is a greater worry to most Americans. There are two main reasons for this which no political system can help. One is that the age of exploration and development and the Industrial Revolution is over, and the other is that the good crop weather worldwide is also over, maybe for centuries. The age of exploration and development began about 1500 and ended around 1950. From the beginning of that period, the Earth was explored, mapped, annexed, developed, and exploited. Its resources, animal, vegetable, and mineral, were looted with little or no thought for future generations. As national industries grew to take advantage of the inpouring bounty from the hinterlands, living standards rose, enabling more people to survive and in turn to reproduce their kind. Human locusts spread over the earth, born only to exploit, rape, and destroy their own environment. Have more babies so we can clear more land. Have more babies so we can mine more coal and metals. Have more babies so we can keep the factories running. Have more babies so we can take more territory from the hated enemy. And then, about 25 years ago, the overall bounty ran out. Some of the natural resources became scarce a century ago. Some, like coal, may last another century. But in a general sense, the reason for existence for most of the world's population ended about 1950. More babies are being born, but there is no more land to clear. More babies are being born, but mining is automated, needing little hand labor. More babies are being born, but the world's factories are closing down. More babies are being born, but cannon fodder, the uniformed ape, is too quickly a corpse to be worth arming. Automated killing is all the rage. Human quality is in demand, but is becoming harder to find. Human quantity is a drug on the market, a surplus. Governments don't create raw materials. Unions don't create jobs. So the working class, push, pull, lift, is increasingly without purpose. As the system breaks down, the erosion of occupations will worsen so that even specialists will be on welfare. So with literally billions of people made surplus by the lack of easily accessible raw materials, the idea of worldwide institutionalized welfare has set in. We'll just feed them until technology creates new jobs, say the optimists. But this is not to be. As the bounty of natural resources has run out, the world's bountiful harvests have also ended. The weather from 1930 to 1960 was excellent for crops. Unfortunately for the human race, this good crop weather was abnormal and had not occurred in the last 1,000 years. Now it's over and there's no reason to believe this freakishly good weather pattern will return in our lifetime, maybe not for hundreds of years. Moreover, most of the agribusiness plants now grown were bred for the weather conditions from the 30s through the 60s. Bad seasons wiped them out, and it would take years to replace them with the cold, foul weather, low-yield strains Granddad thrived on. Also, the present good weather, high-yield plant strains depend on vast amounts of oil-based fertilizers few nations can afford today. When bad weather hit Russia's 1973 harvests, the ensuing wheat deal wiped out our surplus. Millions of acres here had been lying unused in the soil bank. Brought into cultivation, they have put off severe shortages here and made the effects of our own bad weather less noticeable. Without all that acreage to fall back on, Americans would be starving now. With the world's worsening weather making increasing demands on our crops by other countries and our own weather getting worse, the end is in sight for the majority of humanity. Of course, I haven't written this to upset you. After all, if you weren't interested in survival, you wouldn't be reading this. So you aren't one of the doomed majority. You're already making plans to save yourself and your loved ones from the worst to come. Now that you know that the game of huddled masses is over, you can start looking out for number one. Unlike the unprepared and the unthinking, you won't have to make the sudden choice between running away in a panic or just staying put in a totally non-survival area. Let's say you decide to leave your present situation 1 year from now. You should be ready to leave before then if you have to, but panic makes anyone a refugee. A year will put your survival program in its proper perspective. If you can look at your program as simply a move to a more rural, less commercial area, you've taken the panic out of it, and friends and neighbors won't question your sanity or try to talk members of your family out of the move. Naturally, this present advice is mainly for people living in major population centers. If you live in a town of 50,000 or more, it's too commercial to have much staying power after a social collapse. Towns with under 50,000 in rural areas have more contact with life's basics and can reorganize their populations if necessary. So a small town in a rural area is your best bet. A patch of land and a modest home just outside a village gives the greatest security. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you'll get away from the image of the leather-clad, root-grubbing savage some survivalists suggest. A year's planning will help you find such a town and prepare to provide a service, food, craft, or otherwise, which will make you an asset to the community. You may want to get a few acres and live cut off from everyone. This is fine if you're well-armed and a professional woodcrafter already. However, this is too great a change for most people. The inexperienced dreamer simply cannot survive alone. Regardless of your choice, town, commune, or small farm, you must choose an area about 100 miles from any major population center. It must also be several miles off any major highway. Refugees streaming out of New York or Los Angeles will clog the main highways and strip every home for miles each side of their route like irresistible plagues of locusts. No matter how you might think you can steel yourself against pitiful refugees, you must plan to live as far off their prospective routes as possible. This isn't as hard as you might think. More people are clogging these cities, and only the intelligent ones are moving back to the land. In succeeding issues, I'll concentrate on survival without savagery. You should live well while waiting out the storm. A year or less of practical study and application of a good survival program will help you to come through the worst ahead with strength and dignity. Okay, now here I am, and my phone number is 501-437-2963. Now, for those who want to take advantage of the introductory packet for $10, which includes a sample copy of U.S. Militia, the only magazine for community defense, a sample copy of Shoestring Entrepreneur, which will tell you how to sell anything you can make or grow, and the sample copy of David Koresh's Last Testament, which is really big in the news now. It's a collector's item. You just send $10 to Kurt Saxon, P.O. Box 395, Alpena, Arkansas, 72611. I'll repeat that later. Hello, Kurt Saxon here.
Kurt, how are you doing?
Doing fine.
It's Gordon Flake Charles again. I've got three questions.
Okay, Gordon, spit them out.
Okay, first of all, am I correct or incorrect? Coal oil is kerosene.
Yes.
Okay, where can you buy kerosene easily these days?
Well, it's not as popular as it used to be because it's not so much used as a household fuel. But we can buy it in Harrison.
Yeah, I'm thinking about, coal oil lamps for lights.
Yes, well, I think, well, where you live in, Lake Charles, you say?
Yeah, southwest Louisiana.
Well, why don't you just call around your gas stations and probably somebody there will know. If they had a big enough call for it, they could order it.
Okay.
But they might know where you can get it. I'm sure there'd be some place in a big enough town like that.
And the favorite is, I found a place that I can buy, because I've got a lot of coal oil lamps, you know, from my mama and my daddy used to have them.
Yeah.
And I found a place, an old hardware store that I can get the wicks from.
Yeah.
They don't know where I can get the coal oil.
Well, it's really not that hard. You got to shop around for anything that isn't in common use. But it's there, because if it has any market at all, there's people going to sell it.
Okay, now, do you know of anybody that manufactures a solar-powered battery charger, like for regular chargeable batteries?
Pipe
batteries, radio batteries, solar-powered battery charger.
Now, that's a tough one. I think you'd have to get in touch with Countryside and Small Stock Journal or call them up. Just a minute, and I'll get the number for you.
Okay. I got my pen in hand.
Okay. Well, now, that was the wrong move. You see, I had it in my hand this morning, and now I can't find it, and I'm never going to do that again. I will never leave the microphone to look for something because I can never find it.
That's okay. We can tell that you got space to walk around in.
There you go. Anyway, I will get it, and I will tell you the phone number tomorrow.
Okay. I'll just be listening to you.
And I think you all should subscribe to Countryside and Small Stock Journal, and you can call up J.D. Bellinger anytime, and he'll have all that information.
Okay, now the last question. Are you familiar with an ABC miniseries that was made approximately 5 to 10, I'd say between 8 and 10 years back, called America?
Oh, with a K?
Right.
Oh, I did an editorial on that one time. Yes, I'm very familiar with that.
Okay, I am trying my best to find a copy of that miniseries. It used to be in the video stores, but it was removed about 3 years ago.
Well, it probably didn't have enough demand.
Probably the reason.
Yeah,
I would love for somebody to say, I've got a copy of it. And maybe they could write you a letter or something, and you could...
Well, no, I'd rather you didn't do that.
Well...
I would rather you find out what network showed it.
ABC.
Okay, ABC.
Right.
Okay, then call ABC in New York. I don't have their address handy.
I get it.
But, let's see. For one thing, it's available as a paperback, my producer says.
I've got the paperback.
Okay.
That in the used bookstore.
Yeah.
But
well,
when they aired it, I made the stupid mistake of not recording it.
Yeah.
And I'd love to find out. I'd pay for it if I could get a copy of it.
Well, I'm sure you would, but what you got to do is call ABC
and tell
whoever you talk to that you're trying to track down a tape of that, and would they know of whoever distributes it?
Okay, now,
and they're
I'm
going to
hang up, but after I do, if possible, could you please give a short synopsis of your editorial that you did on America?
Well, I don't have it handy. I might even read it at another time.
Well, just if you could remember anything that you said about it to let people know what it was about.
Okay, I'll dig it up tonight, and I might even read it tomorrow. I'm pretty free on this show.
Okay,
I'm having a ball.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, now the address for that sample packet for $10 is P.O. Box 95 Alpena, that's A-L-P-E-N-A, Arkansas, 72611. And my phone number again is 501-437-2963. We got another call. Hello, Kurt Saxon here.
Hi, Kurt. How are you tonight?
Fine. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Bill in Michigan.
Hi, Bill.
My lovely wife put a solar panel recharger in our place up in the northern part of Michigan. And I have the name and the phone number if that fellow from Louisiana would like to have it.
Well, I'm sure he's listening. Give it to us.
The name of the company is Sunelco, S-U-N-E-L-C-O.
Yes.
Sun Electric Company, and they're in Hamilton, Montana. The
yes.
phone number is area code 406-363-6924.
Good. Well, he said he had a pencil handy, so he's probably got that down. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And one other thing, and I'll get off the line. We went through car batteries, went through a lot, and then it was suggested to us that we recharge golf cart batteries.
Yeah.
Because they're made for frequent and a lot of recharging.
Oh, yes, that would be the best.
So that's just anybody...
Motorcycle batteries, too.
Motorcycle?
Oh, yeah.
I hadn't thought of that, but I do know that the golf cart batteries worked real good for us so far.
Yeah.
And they should be privy to probably what he needs.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he'll appreciate that.
Keep up the good work, Kurt. I really appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye now.
Okay, my phone number is 501-437-2963. And if you'd like to get a collection of these tapes, here comes another call. Hello, Kurt here.
Kurt, this is Tom in Rockport, Texas. I'd like to answer the question. The caller from Louisiana wanted a solar charger, but from what I understood, he was talking about C and D cell-sized batteries.
Well, if you've got another one, I'm sure he'd appreciate it.
Yeah, I sure do. It's from Edmond Scientific Center.
Yes?
And the address on that is 101 East Gloucester Pike, G-L-O-U-C-E-S-T-E-R. Pike, P-I-K-E, in Barrington, B-A-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N, New Jersey.
Yes.
Good old USA. The zip on that is 08007-1380.
Well, now, they do have a great catalog. I've got one, and if you're into any sort of scientific thing, it's great if you got kids, too. And it's just a wonderful catalog. Do you have a phone number for them where you could call for for they to send you out one?
Yeah, I do. I have it's an order number, but they'll also go ahead and send you their catalog, and that would be...
Well, it's worth anybody calling for one because it is a wonderful book, and you're going to really... I don't see how you could go through the book without finding several things that you've just got to have.
Oh, yeah, it's good. There's a lot of good survival stuff in there. I figured you'd have access to Edmonds. The phone number is 609-573-6250.
Well, thank you very much.
It's a lot of good information in there. Good show you've got here, sir.
Well, thank you.
Catch you again sometime.
Well, catch me again tomorrow.
All right. I listen to you every night.
Okay. Did you order my packet yet?
Oh, I sure haven't.
Well, you do that. You, like I said, you get $5 off your next subscription.
Well, I've got it written down here. It's,
yeah.
It's a little money problem, but it's...
Well, once you get that, you'll be able to solve all your money problems.
Well, gee whiz.
That's the purpose of it.
You've got the money printing plates in there, too, huh?
not quite, but you have the money-making ability right with you, but you just don't have the material to exercise it. And that's what I give people.
Well, I was just kidding on that, of course, because, I mean, it's just funny money anyway. Things are much more valuable.
Well, you see, that's it. Just keep, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not interested in the money. If it'll spend, it's money. But as long as you can make things, you can barter. You don't need to worry too much about what happens with the money.
Certainly, because you can't eat money.
No, you can't.
And that's something that always bothers me, hearing these people that are selling investments of gold and silver. Well, that's real great, but still they're taking the funny money for the gold and silver. And then,
yeah.
And then again, you can't eat the gold or silver.
No, you can't.
To have the things you need.
Yeah, well, it's like I've said, if you're a multimillionaire and you can't do anything but buy a pocket full of gold, maybe you can dream on that for a while, but if you don't have too much money, you spend your surplus on tools of your trade, and you'll be doing real well.
There you go, on things. Well, thanks a lot, Kurt.
You're very welcome.
Keep it coming.
You too. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, the phone number is 501-437-2963. And the address for the audio tapes is P.O. Box 326, Alpena, Arkansas, 72611. Got another call here. Get back to that. Hello, Kurt's here.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, buddy?
Doing fine.
This is John from West Virginia.
Hi, John.
Kurt, I'm trying to remember the best way to make tracers is out of... I believe, Strike Anywhere Matchhead, isn't it?
I don't think so. I think they make tracers with phosphorus.
Phosphorus.
And that's hard to get, and it's hard to work. It's an industrial process. I don't think you could do it in your home.
Huh. I know they made primers out of for 22s, reprime 22s out of Strike Anywhere matches. I was wondering if it worked.
I guess you can do that. My tape, tape 2, shows how to process book matches. In fact, I'll tell you over the air because it's fun. You take a carton of book matches, you cut off the heads of them, you put them in a cup, you fill the cup half full of boiling water, and then it just it dissolves them almost in seconds.
Uh-huh.
You swish them around, you take out the
refuse. Right.
You take out the little cardboard bits.
Right.
And then you just pour it into a sort of like a shallow round bowl and evaporate it, maybe like in a very slow oven. And when you break that up and you got powder that's as good, I'd say it's almost as good as bulldog or bullseye powder.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. It is wonderful. Well, if you get tape two, the poor man James Bond Strikes Again, show you all kinds of just wonderful, neat things to do, make fuses and, well, should I say bombs?
Uh-huh.
You make anything you want to. It's just wonderful stuff. And my character, Clarence, uses it all the time to kill Martians with.
Well, it would seem to me, since, say we're dealing with a bullet traveling 2,700 feet per second, 3,000 feet per second.
Yeah.
If we can get something to burn for 1 second, right? We're talking 3,000 feet, 100 yards.
It's mainly potassium chlorate, and I think going out of the barrel of a gun, that would have enough speed and enough friction on the sides of the barrel that it would ignite it.
Right.
So why don't you try it and report?
I'm going to do that, and I'll get back to you.
As long as you're having fun, that's all that matters, isn't it?
Really. All right, Kurt, nice talking to you, buddy.
Okay, buddy, bye for now.
Bye.
Okay, now for the tapes, my phone number is 501-437-2963. Now for the tapes, you send $6 each or $25 postpaid for a week's shows to Jeffrey's Audio, P.O. Box 326, Alpena, Arkansas 72611. And for the, another call. Hello, Kurt here.
Hello, Kurt. How are you?
I'm fine.
This is Lydia calling from Massachusetts.
Yes, Lydia.
You spoke to my husband a few times.
Yes.
My husband's name is Tony.
Yes.
And I always record your shows for him because he's working.
Oh.
And we're trying to sell our business right now and our house. We're trying to move to our country.
Yes.
And we're thinking about somewhere northwest, maybe, to a small town.
Well, you should move here, Lydia.
Oh, we're thinking about a few different states. We're not sure yet where we're going to go. It's hard right now to sell a business and house in Massachusetts. So we're thinking about to settle down somewhere in a small country. And the reason really why I'm calling is that we received today a film that we ordered, and I've been watching part of it. It's called America in Peril. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
No.
Okay, it's a new film. It tells about confiscation laws and lost properties.
Yes.
Seems to outlaw all private ownership of firearms, stable currency, and the forced imposition of the mark of the beast as mentioned in the Bible. Door-to-door searches, arrest of private citizens, and detention facilities, and transfer of our military bases to foreign powers, and goes on. I've watching half of that film, I was really shocked.
Well, it doesn't shock. You wouldn't be shocked if you didn't believe it.
Well, I did believe it, but
you shouldn't believe it.
I didn't know.
Because it's stupid. It's just, see, these people, instead of wanting you to prepare for the real things that are going to happen, because you can see on your TV set your civilization collapsing all the time, worse and worse.
Yes.
They want you to be afraid of little inconsequential things like getting your guns confiscated, which of course is impossible. And besides, if you should subscribe to U.S. militia, you would be better armed than anyone who would try to disarm you, because it teaches you how to arm yourself no matter what. And same with the poor man's James Bond. That's what I've been doing for the last few years.
Yes, but my husband does subscribe to all those magazines.
Yes. Yeah, Tony, he's pretty sharp.
Yes, he is.
I'm sure he's not worried about getting his guns confiscated.
No, I don't think so.
Have you read the stories of Clarence?
No.
Well, dig out the magazines and read the story of Clarence, and you'll see how that any psychotic can arm himself no matter what. So I just wish that Ted Kennedy could read those stories about Clarence.
He's too busy drinking.
Yes, probably so, and other things too. But disarmament is a liberal's dream, and it's a right-winger's nightmare, and it doesn't have a lot of sense to it. If you want to be afraid of something like that, you go right ahead. But I would rather be afraid of what is actually happening. And I just sort of start sputtering when I think about confiscation, because they might as well just say, we're going to confiscate your bed sheets so that you can't escape out the back window.
But, you know, in 1938, Hitler ordered gun control, and he says, "Oh, in favor in gun control, please raise your hand."
Yeah.
That's exactly what they're doing in here. They're trying to copy what Hitler did in 1938.
Well, you see, Hitler had a setup whereby he could have confiscated guns, but the only people he confiscated guns from were the people he considered enemies of the state. They were the Jews, the Gypsies, and the homosexuals. Are you a Jew, Gypsy, or homosexual?
No, I am Polish. I'm happy.
All right. See, so you're perfectly safe, Lydia. Don't worry about it.
No, I'm not trying to worry about it, but I just, those things you hear about, it's really, you know, scare you sometimes.
Okay, just get the three copies of U.S. Militia and read The Day Mars Invaded Washington,
mm-hmm.
read Clarence and the Gay Martians, and All Muggers Are Martians, and then you will not worry about being disarmed again.
Okay.
Because Clarence is a released psychotic. He doesn't have a bit of sense, but he is better armed than anybody I've ever heard of. In fact, my wife says that he's my alter ego. He maybe is.
Another thing. They're saying that in United States they have 43 detention camps has been authorized, and three of them they have in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
No.
No?
No.
Then why do they spread those stories?
Well, because, you see, they have a flock of sheep to shear. They've got people who like to be scared. It's like when you were a little child and you liked it when your uncle or your mother read you a ghost story.
Yes.
Okay, same thing. When you get older, you want to be scared by something different. See, people like to be scared, but also some people are a little lazy and they figure, well, I don't want to do anything to take care of myself or my family, and so I want the assurance that nothing I would do would matter anyway.
Of course.
See? So they talk about the detention camps. They don't talk about really who they're going to put in them. They say, go put patriots in them, but what we've got going as patriots now, I would rather ship them out of here, maybe. Rather than put them in any camp, because then I'd have to feed them and I'd have to record them and I'd have to give them their rights, and they'd be more trouble than they were worth. So I just don't understand why people believe such nonsense, and especially when they say they're going to have the black gangs in Los Angeles are going to man those camps, when the black gangs in Los Angeles should be in them. And then the UN is going to man them, and everybody's, none of it makes any sense. And when you check it out, they say, well, this politician said it, and that politician said it, and I read it somewhere. But you go digging it out and finding something to confirm it, and you come to a dead end. See, they won't prove anything. Now, I can prove that you can make cornmeal mush for less than 2 cents a pound, which tastes wonderful, is very nutritious. I can prove that you can make yourself a lathe to make all kinds of things you can sell, and if you make more than one lathe, you can sell it. And I can prove that you can make a tire garden to raise all the vegetables you need for practically nothing at all. And I can prove everything I say, but these people don't want to prove anything.
No, they don't.
No, they're very silly people, but the thing is, they are dealing with silly people. I figure people who believe this will believe anything. I think it's a test of credulity more than anything else.
Well, you see, this film has been made by former U.S. Army intelligence and counterintelligence.
No. Army intelligence is a contradiction in terms.
I see.
And, of course, they can always get some wino who says that he was in Army intelligence.
I see. So that means what you see, you don't always have to believe what
you... No, you don't have to believe anything. You see, any fool can believe, and every fool does, and it's the wise person who demands to know or say, either prove it or forget it. If you can't prove it, it's not worth bothering with.
That's true.
Okay, Lydia, that about it?
Okay, thank you, Kurt. Nice talking to you.
Okay, dear. Bye for now.
Bye.
Hello, Kurt Saxon here.
Yeah, this is Paul up here in Montana again.
Hi, Paul.
Two things I want to run by you tonight.
Okay.
One was the previous lady, the fellow she's talking about is this clown named Mark, I forget his last name, he's in Michigan.
Yeah.
Telling people about these camps and Belgian troops and British troops and Russian troops running around the country on maneuvers.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that's worth a damn or has background in it that has challenged him on these things, he then turns around basically says, well, you really don't know what you're looking for. Like, oh, over here in Montana, he was trying to say that a whole British armor brigade was hiding in the Bitterroot Valley and that nobody could see it because they were so well camouflaged.
Yeah.
You know, it's utter ridiculousness like this. And I 100% agree with you, like these detention camps. I've asked for locations, and sometimes when they give a location, you go there. There's nothing there, you know. I agree with you. People are gullible. People will spend their money and send their money into stuff like this.
Yeah.
And basically they'll drive on the propaganda, even to the point where some people I know are just flat out making up stories themselves for whatever reason. And the thing with the Belgian commandos, I had a fella call up and said, told me that over in the Yak Valley there was a bunch of Cambodian troops running around over there, and the only thing running around over there were a bunch of berry pickers.
Yeah.
And when I brought that up to him, he said, well, they're cleverly disguised. I mean, how do you fight logic like that, Kurt?
You don't. Well, I remember about 30 years ago when I was in Southern California, and I went to a Wesley Swift meeting in the Hollywood Woman's Club. And he was talking about, he said that there were, and I'll say it just the way he says it. He said there were, 60,000 red Chinese in Baja California brought over there by submarine. Well, at that time, the Chinese didn't have more than 20 World War II submarines. And I looked around, the audience was believing him. And he said, there are 60,000 niggers training in the Arizona desert. This was just before the first Watts riots. And the people believed it. Now, what happened to these 60,000 blacks when the Watts riots came? But the people love to believe nonsense like that. And I've heard them make up those stories and give them out with a straight face and then pass around the plate or however they make their money. But they're just... It's a sucker trap.
Yeah. Now, the second thing I wanted to bring up with you, I was a sucker on coins. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I started my own business a while back. I brain tan hides. And basically...
You tan hides?
Yeah, I brain tan. I don't chemical tan. I brain tan because the overhead's only $50 to get you started.
Oh, I'm selling a book, Tan Your Hide. You ever heard of that one?
No, I haven't, but... You know, I started back in 76, and
yeah.
I mean, I've never read it.
It's a good book.
I'm with trial and error, and I've been doing my stuff commercial now for people.
Good.
Well, like I said, since 86. So, I've never read it, so I wouldn't be able to comment on it.
That's
but,
okay.
Yeah, I've been showing people how to do it for free, you know, if they're yeah. ever interested in. But one of the things I want to get to, though, is on the coins.
Yeah.
Now, both myself and my wife, we got taken for $30,000.
My goodness.
And let me tell people out there how the scam works so that they'll understand on the thing. When you're buying from somebody who is advertising over the shortwave over the satellite, like First International Rarities, Michael Papagiorgio, Swiss America, any of these groups, and I've had dealings with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, what we found out when I was young and stupid, before I thought I knew what I was looking for, I suddenly discovered that the 70 plus $1,000 coin set that we bought was miraculously enough maybe tops 40,000-45,000.
Yeah.
And of course, the market this year dropped out 40%.
Yes.
Another coin dealer just calling up when I found out what was happening. You know what the scam was. I mentioned to a fellow, he told me, I'll charge you for this particular grade coin, an MS-63 gold coin, $20 eagle, double eagle. He says, I'll charge you $935 for that.
Yeah.
I called my local dealer, my local coin shop, and I says, how much for this coin? I wish I'd done this earlier. And he told me, he says, I'll sell one to you for $750.
Yeah.
Exact same coin, exact same grading service. And so I turned around and the guy asked me from this other company, from Swiss America, asked me, how much do you have to spend? And I said, oh, $20,000. Within the day, he called back and knocked the price down $200.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what does that tell me right there? I mean, there's profit. And you know, at $750, he's still making money on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is what people have to understand, that if you're bound and determined to do something like that, you'll discover you'll probably get a better deal from your local coin shop or a local grading service.
Yeah.
And the only reason is these guys, they sit in their little shops, their little booths, and they've got to pay for this airtime.
Yeah.
They've got to pay to back these people up. And you're going to be paying for it. And in some cases, you're going to be paying $300, $400, $500 commission, maybe.
Yeah, well, what I've seen about that sort of thing is, for instance, you put your money in a bank, and you're going to get a certain amount of interest no matter what, right?
Right.
Okay, but with gold and silver and coins and diamonds and everything like that, intangibles, as they're called, they don't increase in value unless the market says they do.
Exactly.
I mean, they can lay there, and only if somebody comes up and increases the market do they rise in value. But if the market doesn't increase, they could go down.
Yeah, right, exactly. But I just wanted to let people know, because some people have called in talking about these coins, and when they talk about, you know, they hear it over shortwave, there's only a few services that are advertising that way.
Yes.
And my advice to them is, if they want to do something like that, especially plunk down lots of money, regardless of what they think they know, let the coin service tell them. If they want to get an education, when they ask you what do you want, let them recommend their coins, and then turn around and call your local coin dealer and ask them how much you could get those coins for. And you're going to be in for an eye-opener, because invariably, you're going to, especially if you get up into the rarities end of it, you're going to be quoted something anywhere from one-third to a half of what you were going to pay for this other service.
Yeah, well, you see, with me, I don't have anything to do with that sort of thing. It's not my area. I'm not at all knowledgeable about it. But I would encourage someone like you to go into the skin trade.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I've been doing. I mean,
you're making money steadily, and the more work you put in it, the more money you're going to make.
And the big thing is that because of where I live, it's a very low overhead.
Yes.
And the nice thing, you know, it's one of these deals where there is a market out there for it, and a lot of, you know, very few good brain tanners running around.
Yeah, well, just as an example, what about the former friend of mine who dropped $40,000 in gold when it was $800 an ounce? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to let somebody else get in here, you have a real good program going there.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, bye for now. Okay, my phone number is 501-437-2963. My mailing address for the $10 packet is P.O. Box 95, Alpena, Arkansas, 72611. For $10, you get a sample copy of U.S. Militia, Shoestring Entrepreneur, and David Koresh's, it's going to be a collector's item, and it's not going to be on sale for very long. I don't think so. And you'll get $5 credit for any subscription once you do that. Hear another call. Hello, Kurt here.
Kurt, this is White Eagle.
Hi, White Eagle.
You got a good cookbook.
Which book is that?
The book you're selling.
Well, which is, I sell a lot of books, White Eagle.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I got a message for you.
You give me the message.
I'll give you the message. Viva Zapata.
There you go.
That's the message.
One of my heroes.
Yep. And I'm going to tell you something. You get the message out to our Cherokee people.
Well, I'm part Cherokee.
Well, I'm the White Eagle.
That's what makes me so mean.
That's right. Now, we have a people.
We sure are. Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
We have another people. Cherokee are part of the Iroquois Nation.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes, you are. You better start looking up your history, pal.
Yeah, well.
I like your message.
Well, I'm glad.
But you got to join some people.
Well, that's what I'm doing on this radio.
Well, there's a man down there, Noah. He talks to you. You don't listen to him.
Well, Jack.
You got another pal out there in Colorado.
Well, who's that?
Pastor Pete.
Pete who?
Pete Peterson. He's an Indian.
Well, I haven't heard from him in a long time, and Jack knows where I live, and he just doesn't care to communicate anymore.
Well, we all got to get together to communicate because the big drum's beating and. Viva Zapata, because I'm going to tell you something. We're down there, and we're going to take it.
Oh, incidentally, Jack
is screwing their nafta right up to Bazooko.
There you go. Incidentally, Jack is called Noah in Wheels of Rage, which is being serialized in U.S. militia.
All right.
Are you a subscriber yet?
Let me tell you something. I'm a warrior. Morningstar warrior.
Well, that's wonderful.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And the big drum's beating.
There you go.
And our people have got to start meeting.
Yeah? Okay, well, look, I'm doing my part. And
love you, my brother.
Okay, buddy.
Oh, get the cookbook out.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, the phone number is 501-437-2963. And the address for the packet is P.O. Box 95, Alpena, Arkansas, 72611. And with all this thing about Koresh now, I'm sure you're going to want to get that booklet because I'm going to be advertising it for a few weeks. But you see, when I'll get back to that. Another call. Hello.
Hello, Kurt. It's very nice to hear a cool head in all the paranoia.
Well, I love it.
Oh, it's great.
I love the paranoids, too. Listen, some of them might be right.
Oh, yes. I've got a couple of comments. Some compliments to your book is one called Backwoods Home Magazine, and that covers a lot of the log cabin and you know, a little home gardening and canning and stuff like that, and probably compliment your books.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever heard of Lindsay Publications?
Yes, I have, but he doesn't want anything to do with me.
Well, okay. It covers turn-of-the-century stuff on machinery and leather. And
yeah, well, he's got a good catalog and a lot of good books in there.
By the way, and somebody mentioned the solar cells. If you get that Backwoods Home magazine off the magazine rack, they will have ads in there probably at a much better price than you will get from some of the biggies like Sun and so forth.
Well, that's good.
They charge top buck for theirs.
Yeah, well, that's good to know.
And, well, I finally sent in my $10 Saturday. It's in the mail, and you'll be getting it in a few days.
Okay, well, I sent out the last bunch, went out Friday, And then the next bunch will probably go out this Friday. I got 47 orders today.
Oh, very good.
It's coming in. And, well, the quicker the people send in the orders, the more often I can send them out. I got to wait till I get 200 apiece. See?
Yeah.
That way I can send them bulk mail because I couldn't afford to send them first class because the packet weighs almost a pound.
Oh, I know.
And sending that first class would be exorbitant.
Yeah.
But it doesn't take long to get 200 the way things are going. So I'll be sending out these shipments of 200 any day now.
Oh, that's great.
And just every few days, and I'm very gratified at the response. And, of course, I'm very happy that when the people get theirs, they're going to be overjoyed. See, a lot of people have told me that they order stuff through the mail and they don't halfway get what they expected, but when they get mine, they get more than they expected. But that's
there's a couple of things I'm quite anxious to read in there.
Yeah.
And I have a couple of hundred books now, but and some of yours included. But I'm
Which
sure you'll
have
some
have?
In your catalog I don't know about, so
yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, I've got a couple of new lines, too. Forgotten Arts, and I got Garden Way Publications. You have a set of books like I'm selling, and a beautiful thing about that, if you've got a set of my books, just say you're a jerk, a complete and total jerk, you don't know nothing, you can't do nothing, but you got a set of my books. Then when the collapse comes, everybody's going to come from miles around giving you anything you demand if they can spend an hour looking at those books. Because you will have a library that will keep your community going.
Oh, yes.
See, so it really doesn't matter whether you're brilliant or stupid, whether you're in a wheelchair or where you can run the 10-minute mile or whatever they call it, a set of my books is going to make you extremely valuable. And the first step is to order that packet.
Mm-hmm. I've got an additional comment there that just popped into my mind. You know, you were talking about getting out of these larger towns.
Yeah.
I did about 6 years ago, but I made the mistake. I'm only about 50 miles from a major city, and I absolutely agree with you. You have to get off the beaten track if you want to survive. And my opinion is any town less than 5,000.
Yeah.
You know, I've thought about it quite a little bit, and I think 5,000 is about as large a town as the local people can have control of and their input on.
Well, I guess so. Of course, I wrote that in 1976, and my ideas have changed considerably since. But I think there was a little food for thought there.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure I'm glad to hear you on there, and I'm listening every night, and I'll let somebody else get on.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye for now. Okay, my phone number is 501-437-2963. And you can get the information packet by sending $10 to P.O. Box 95, Alpena, Arkansas, 72611. And when you get it, just subscribe to either publication and you get $5 off. So actually the packet's only going to cost you $5. And see, that would be basically for postage and everything like that. Here comes another call. Hello, Kurt Saxon here.
Kurt Saxon, this is Don in Franklin, North Carolina.
Hi, Don.
I used to get a lot of mail from you, and I think you moved, and I lost contact with you.
Oh,
and I moved, too.
I did move, yes.
And I'm so glad to hear you on shortwave.
Well, I'm glad I'm having a ball.
And I love shortwave. I always listen to it, and I'm glad to hear you're still around and kicking, and I'm going to send for my packet tomorrow.
All right.
And this is what I'm interested in.
Yeah?
I'm interested in, it's called the Northwest Imperative. This is the separatist movement. It always sounded good to me. And now they're including Western Canada in that.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's called Cancadia, I believe is the name for it.
Oh, don't get involved with that.
Don't do it?
No. No, because, see, what they're doing is they're saying, okay, we're going to plot out a certain area, and only our kind of people can live there, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Except the people that already live there, they might disagree.
Well, they can move.
I know, but they don't want to move.
Well, I lived in Miami, sir, 30 years, and I didn't want to move either.
Well, okay.
I see that will keep my sanity or maybe myself out of prison.
Well, you see, it's always best to go where you're welcome and leave the people alone. I live in Alpena, and I am proud to say I don't know the last name of one hillbilly in this benighted area.
Yeah, I spent some time in Boone. Boonesville, Arkansas.
Boonesville. Well, this is Boone County.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I don't bother them, and they don't bother me, and they're very nice people because of that. Now, if I should have come in here and said, well, now I'm going to move you people off the land, we'd have had trouble.
Yeah.
As it is, they don't come to me and say they're going to move you out of here. See, so it's just better to just go someplace where people don't care. And, of course, in northern Arkansas, they don't care because they're hillbillies that bless their hearts.
Well, I know, but sir, we're kind of getting out of places to run to.
Yeah, there is. Well, you can. This is a very unpopulated state here, and there's no crime to speak of.
Yeah, I spent a couple of weeks in Boonesville. I did kind of like it, yeah.
Well, it's a good place to relax because nothing ever happens.
Yeah.
And that's the way I like it.
I watched a howling mob invade into Miami, and they just took it.
Well, you see, there's no howling mobs in Alpena or even Harrison.
Yeah, Harrison. Yeah, I'm familiar. I listen to, I get sure away from Pastor Bob Hallerman. I listen to him sometimes.
Yeah.
Pastor Pete, and I like the American Dissident Voices, but Dr. Pierce, I met Dr. Pierce a few times.
You mean William Pierce of the Vanguard?
Yes.
Oh, I could go on and on about old Bill.
Well, I bet you could. I've been a member of that for about 12 years.
Well, I was a member of the original group that he was with, but I know Bill all right.
Yeah.
I don't think he knows me. I know he knows of me, but he doesn't know me.
I met him here in Macon County, Carolina, a year or so ago.
Yeah.
He bought some property here. And
yeah.
So.
Well, he's turning out a good line of books.
Yeah, he sure does. Well, listen, Mr. Saxon, I appreciate you talking to me. You'll be hearing from me in the mail.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, here's Kurt Saxon again. My phone number is 501-437-2963. And the address to send for the information packet is P.O. Box 95, Alpena, Arkansas, 72611. That's $10 with a $5 refund on any subscription. You get a a very nice selection of material there that'll turn you on to all kinds of great stuff. Hello, Kurt here.
Yes, Kurt, I got a question for you. Have you heard anything, or do you know anything about the group called We the People? And if you file a claim with them for $300, you're supposed to get windfall amount of money back from the government for you?
It sounds phony at the outset.
Have you heard about it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. Well,
the reason it sounds phony, we the people, this is a populist scam.
Uh-huh.
Everyone who hears it, what can you say against it?
Well, I just, they was, one of the guys was on Tom Donahue.
Yeah?
Not Tom Donahue, on the Spotlight Show.
Well, let him get on my show and tell what he's offering. I don't mind.
Yeah, but I was just curious on whether you
had any knowledge. Of course, he'd have to call.
But it's just one of them deals that sounds too good to be true. Or
well, if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is.
Mm-hmm. But I was just curious whether you'd heard anything or not.
No, I hadn't. Well, they got so many things like that, looking for people to join this and buy that and all like that and get all linked up with one group and another, and I am totally against groups of any sort.
Uh-huh.
The best thing to do is go it alone because you want to see the only person who really cares about you and got your own interests at heart, you look in the mirror.
That's right.
Anybody says anything different, you just watch your wallet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye for now. Kurt Saxon, my number is 501-437-2963. Give me a call. And also send $10 for the packet. Here's another call. Hello, Kurt here.
Hi, Kurt. How you doing?
Fine. Who am I talking to?
Wallace out of Raleigh.
Okay, Wallace.
Yes, sir. We'd heard on some of your previous programs that the militia men, you recommend some form of martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
What form do you recommend?
Well, basic jiu-jitsu, and then like in Poor Man James Bond Volume 1, they have the Army and Marine hand-to-hand combat. And if you brush up on that with a friend or two out in the backyard, in a little while you'll be able to take care of yourself and just about anything comes after you. And if you're really into it, I'm sure you got a martial arts school in your own hometown.
Yes, sir.
But before you invest in something like that, I think you better learn do it for free.
Right.
Just to see
one more question. What's the difference in your James Bond books? Are they does each one cover a different topic? Or?
Oh, yeah. Well, each Poor Man's James Bond volume has about 6 different books in it.
Okay.
See, they cover everything from reloading, gunsmithing, martial arts, improvised weaponry, hands-on weaponry, things that you can do yourself.
Right. Does anybody carry your books that would be local to me? Or?
Well, give me your name of your town again.
I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina.
I don't think so.
Okay.
We don't have many book dealers there, but you can always order from me, because if you order from me, it's cheaper.
Right. Yeah, the only time I've run across them so far is at the Gun and Knife shows.
Yeah, well, you see, with me, if you're a subscriber to either the U.S. Militia or Shoestring Entrepreneur, you get all of my books and tapes at 10% off, and that's a big saving right there. But you go to the store and get them, and you're paying top dollar.
Right.
They not only charge you the retail price, but they'll charge you the postage and handling.
Right, that's true.
So we got about 3 minutes left.
Well, I really enjoyed your show so far.
Well, keep listening, and I'll keep talking.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay, bye for now. The phone number is 501-437-2963. We got about 3 minutes. And the address is P.O. Box 95, Alpena, Arkansas, 72611. $10 will get you a packet of material. It'll open new doors in your life, I guarantee. And a lot of fun reading there, too, especially about Clarence, my psychotic, who kills Martians all over the place. Of course, the problem is he hasn't killed any Martians, but he thinks they're Martians. And when you read the story, you'll think they're Martians, too. Of course, you might not care. But just as long as you get a laugh out of it and it teaches you how to do the things that he does anyway, just in case you've got a Saturday afternoon, you don't have much to do, you can just wipe out your own town. And anyway, now for Jeffrey's audio, if you like these tapes, you can get them for $25 postpaid for a whole week's show. P.O. Box 326, Alpena, Arkansas, 72611. And now the Koresh book is getting more and more in the news now, and we're the only ones selling it. Now, last call here coming in. Hello, Kurt Saxon here. We just got about a minute. Hello? Hello? Oh, well, The flasher flashed, and I hit the button, and nothing happened. And if the guy's not there, I'm not going to talk to him. But we just got, what, 1 minute. Can I babble here? Well, I'm not going to give you my phone number again. I'll tell you what, I'll give you the phone number, and you write it down, and you call it after my talk tomorrow night. The phone number is 501-437-2963. And just call and have fun, and we'll just all get together, and you tell me what you think, and I'll tell you what I think. And if we all think, then things will work out okay for us. Now, that doesn't mean everybody else, but just for us, remember. Okay, that's about it. I'm going to take this next call, but that'll be off the air.
Now it's sign-off time. I'll talk to you tomorrow. So this is Kurt Saxon saying goodbye and be good.